Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Lobsher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today. In today's show, we're going to look at how to collapse time in your real estate business to achieve your goals much sooner. My guest in this episode is Edna Keep. Edna is the co-founder of 3D Real Estate, Profit in the Prairie, Real Estate Investor Group, and Multiple Ways to Wealth, a training, education, and membership organization for real estate investors. Edna's built her real estate portfolio to over 520 doors with a value of $60 million. Today, Edna teaches others investing in real estate how to do it so that they receive passive income, allowing them to live the life they want and retire when they want. Our three Cashflow Ninja community announcements. I just created a free Facebook group for all of our listeners. You could go to cashflowninja.com/Facebook and join the group. Or you can also find us on Facebook searching Cashflow Ninja Community. If you found what we do here valuable and want to support us, there are two ways to do it. The first way is go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review our show. This helps with iTunes algorithms and will help other people find the show. And secondly, please send us a video testimonial recorded with your smartphone to info@cashflowninja.com. We're building out a new website and would love to feature our listeners and their testimonials. The top 10 videos will receive Cashflow Ninja swag and will be featured on the new Cashflow Ninja website. If you're interested in joining our investors group, you could go to cashflowninja.com/investors group and fill out an application form and or email me at info@cashflowninja.com to start the discussion and to see if you're a good fit for our group. And if you're living in the Philadelphia, Bucks County, and Southern New Jersey area, we're hosting live investors meetup events every month in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For more information on the monthly event and information on how to join us at our next live event, you could go to cashflowninja.com/events. If you're like many of the listeners of the show, you're always looking for unique ways to protect and grow your hard-earned capital. But sometimes that's easier said than done. The key to investing late in the cycle is identifying favorable opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. That's where our friends at ASIM Capital come in. Since 2011, ASIM has helped more than 300 accredited investors allocate more than $20 million to mobile home parks, self-storage, and workforce housing due to the ability to generate asymmetric returns while protecting their investors' portfolios. If you're interested in learning more, head over to asymcapital.com. That's asymcapital.com to get instant access to their investment offerings. MC Lobshire, the host of the Cashflow Ninja podcast and also the president and chief wealth and investment strategist of Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate cashflow banking, also known as infinite banking, with their business and investments. If you're interested in learning more about how we create strategies that integrate cashflow banking and investments to turbocharge them, you can access a video series at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Edna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, very excited to connect. Edna, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Sure, absolutely. So we started investing in real estate in 2007. My background is actually as a financial advisor. And all my income was tied to mutual funds. So I was invested in it and all my sales came from that. So when the market went up or down, it reflected on my income. So we thought we would just, you know, maybe buy a couple houses and supplement our income for retirement because we didn't have a pension plan of any sort being entrepreneurs. That was our very first introduction to real estate.
And what was that exact moment? Because everyone has that aha moment, right? It's like, you know, that moment that they have, or that first house that they buy, that first check coming in, basically cash flow, where you're like, wow, there's a different way to doing this than mutual funds. Can you take us back to that?
You know what? Like I said, we didn't really understand a whole lot to do with real estate. As a matter of fact, when people used to come in and see me as a financial advisor and they would talk about investing in real estate, I would say, really? You want to invest in an asset class that grows like about 3% a year? I didn't understand the power of the leverage, the tenants paying off your property. I just didn't get it. And no one really took the time to question me on it. So we were introduced actually to clients that were doing really well in real estate. And they suggested that maybe we take some classes. So we signed up for an evening thing with Robert Kiyosaki, and then ended up going to a 3-day event. And at the 3-day event, we met a couple there who were talking about this other couple that they knew that had taken this training 2 years prior. They had like 20 houses. And I remember thinking, wow, I'd love to meet those people. And I'd want to have 20 houses. So by the end of the 3-day weekend, we decided we wanted to go a little bit bigger than we originally thought. And we set a goal to have 50 houses. We didn't care, 5-10 years. We thought, you know, Robert Kiyosaki says if you make $100 cash flow on each property, that you should buy it. So we thought, okay, well, let's make that goal. And so they suggested to us that if we wanted that lofty of a goal, that maybe we should take more training. So we did. And, you know, we ended up buying our first couple properties shortly after, and we used the equity out of our home. Our area had actually grown a lot in the last little while. And so we had equity, quite a bit of equity in our home. Our home had almost doubled. And so that's what we used to buy our first two properties. But we also learned very quickly that you can run out of money real fast. So we, our third property, we bought with none of our own money. We talked to the seller and we got vendor financing on it. And that was really our aha moment. We can buy real estate, and it really works, that people tell us, and we can buy real estate with none of our own money, because we could never figure out how we were going to buy 50 properties until they explained the investor capital stuff. So that was probably our biggest aha moment.
Yeah, and you've just grew your real estate portfolio, and then you got to a moment where you started helping others and share the system that you have created in acquiring all these properties.
You know what? Exactly. People just started asking me. We'd taken classes, got to know a lot of people, but we grew really, really fast. We had 50 doors in 18 months and our first $5,000 in passive income at that point. And people had been taking classes like 3 years longer than us, and they hadn't even pulled the trigger and bought anything. And so people kept saying, well, how did you do that? And you know, aren't you scared? And you know, and how'd you buy so many properties? Because boy, you can't have had your own money for that. And so I initially was thinking, you know, well, you know, I'm a financial advisor. I know how to talk to people about money. I know what to say. I know what they're looking for. And then the more I talked to people about that, I started thinking, you know what, that's not true. I learned how to be a financial advisor, and I learned how to advise people. So I took that and I made it into a program so I could teach people how to talk to investors and how to raise capital for their deals, how to treat their investors, how to report to them, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was never an intention at the beginning, but it kind of happened organically when enough people asked me those questions. I thought, I think there's a need here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're based out of Canada. I know real estate markets are very specific. Where in Canada do you live, and what's going on in real estate in the market that you're in Canada?
Well, we're Central Canada in Saskatchewan, so we're one of the smaller provinces, but you know, we still decided to invest at home. We'd taken a bunch of trips through the U.S. when we started, because we thought that that would be the best place to invest with all the bargains and stuff, but you know, we had to pay cash for everything, and that just wasn't in our cards. We stuck at home because we could get really good financing, and our market was doing really, really well too. So primarily our investments are in Alberta, BC, or Alberta, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, primarily Saskatchewan where we live. And the markets, they're a little bit down right now. We've got a bit of an overbuild situation in our province, especially in the two major cities that we're in. They built a lot of condos and stuff that are competing with our apartment buildings. But, we just find it easier to manage closer to home. We've got partners. We've got, we can remote manage stuff that's like 5-6 hours away, which we could probably do elsewhere. But, we still find that our cap rates and everything else are better in Saskatchewan than they are all across the rest of Canada.
It's amazing to pick up little principles and little things here and there from folks, regardless of where they are in the world. It translates over from one country to another, right? And we've got listeners in about 180 countries. So I wanted to ask you if you can share a little bit of a framework, and if there's some for your system, and if there's some principles and that you've used in investing and generating and creating wealth.
We always buy for cash flow. If we get appreciation, that's a bonus. If we can force appreciation on our property, that's a real that's something else we really look for. So when we're looking for properties, we're looking at properties that are either undervalued or not managed properly. When we first started buying, there was a lot of people out there who had just never kept their rents up to what they should be. Our very first apartment building we bought was in 2008, late 2008, early 2009. We paid $75,000 a door. And, the rents were about $425 a door on average in that building. And we increased the rents to over $1,000 a month within a year of owning that building. So that was a real value play for us. And we've done that with several buildings. We buy them, renovate a bit. We try not to buy anything that needs too much renovations. That's not our forte. We've bought properties that are fully turnkey, but our sweet spot is buying something undervalued. And that takes usually somebody's gotten kind of lazy over the years, and they don't look after their buildings, and they don't keep up with what the rents are. Those are our two biggest value plays.
Fantastic. Now, you've got the principles and the values kind of in place. One of the things that you do share about is to accelerate your investments and accelerate your investing and do so much in a smaller time, kind of compressed time, if that makes sense, or collapsed time. And one of the things that you talked about on your journey too is looking at how you could buy property basically with no money down. What are some of the other strategies that you share to compress time and collapse time and accelerate this investment curve that some folks want to dive on? Because I believe you do have a program that teaches that too. Maybe you could just touch on a couple of things of how folks can do that.
I have kind of like five steps that I think you should go through. One is you've got to have a coach, because this is a big deal when you're dealing with that property. There's a lot of money involved there, and investor money and stuff like that. You need to know what you're doing. And you don't want to take 14 years to learn it. You can learn from other people. Sure, it can take read books and stuff, but taking a course and getting coached through the challenges are probably one of the biggest ones. And partnering with people who know what they're doing. That was a big deal for us. When we started, that was what I think helped us grow as quickly as we did, because we ended up partnering with that couple that I mentioned that we heard about at our very first meeting, because we reached out to them when we got back to our city and we said, hey, we heard good things about you. We see what you're doing. We want to do what you're doing. How can we work together? And we had the net worth and stuff to be looking at multifamily. So that's another big step. If you can move into multifamily, you can accelerate your growth, because you can buy, 12, 18, 24 doors under one roof, one mortgage, one group of investors. That part we really, really liked. And then really working on your mindset, because it's not an easy thing to be going through the market cycles. And you have to be willing to do that in real estate in order to come out a winner on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you said in the beginning too. It's so important, coaches, mentors, folks that you study and learn from, because if you're trying to accomplish something in a short amount of time, and we've got listeners from all ages, all over the place. So we've got listeners starting out young. We've got listeners that's further along in their career, and they're trying to get a certain result in a shorter time frame. Well, there are levers that you can use to accelerate. And you touched on one of the biggest one is a coach and someone that keeps you accountable and someone that's walked the path. I call them a guru, not just a guru, someone that's done that, what you've done, because let's just say it took them 20 to 25 years to accomplish that. They could basically transfer all of that knowledge over to you to accelerate what you're trying to accomplish in the time frame that you're looking to accomplish.
Absolutely. You know, when we took our training with the Rich Dad, we got a mentor as part of our program, and we still stay in touch with her to this day. She actually, I run 3-day events now where I train people as well and bring my students together. And she spoke at the first 3 of them, and then she just got too busy. But you know, we've done deals together, all that kind of stuff. When I was working with her, I couldn't do deals with her, but years later we could. So there's that. It is such a huge learning curve when you're going through with somebody who's been there, done that, has t-shirts, so to say, you know, because they've went through the challenges that you have to learn when you're looking at the areas, you're not sure the areas to invest in, you're not sure, you know, how to make sure that a building cash flows, all that kind of stuff, how to put the mortgage in place, how to build your team, all that kind of stuff. They can shortcut you by teaching you and a lot of times even introducing you to team members that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The networking part of it. What were some of the first team members that you were looking for your business when you started out?
Well, one was a really good mortgage broker, because that makes such a huge difference. If we can get, you know, the best mortgage, the lowest payment, the longest amortization, that's huge for us. Realtors are pretty important. We actually bought our very first building through a realtor, but most of our buildings come through networking, because a lot of multifamily owners don't want to put their building up and have people traipsing through it and stuff. So usually networking part of being around other people doing the same thing is another thing that really, really makes a difference.
Yeah, that's such a great point, because nobody likes to stick a big for sale sign on a multifamily building to let all their tenants know that they're trying to sell the building.
No, people and tenants get nervous and then they want to move. So yeah, even when we have went through buildings, they just tell us, you know, just pretend you're the maintenance guy or you're doing the inspection for refinance or something. Like, just don't say you're looking at buying this, because yeah, it's definitely a concern, and we've gotten to understand that as well.
And then you went into the part where there was a lot of partnerships that you formed to raise capital to scale it, right? So there was first you use your own money, then there was some property that you bought without money. Then you went into the bigger game with multifamily, and now you're partnering with folks. What are some of the things that you can advise listeners that's in that phase of their investing career, of some of the things that they can do that work really well for you, and some of the pitfalls that you would recommend they avoid?
Well, one thing that I want to make sure that when they're talking to potential investors, that they don't sugarcoat things, that they make sure and make people understand that the markets go up and the markets go down. That's something we can't control. There's things that we can control, like we can, you know, make sure we get really good tenants and take good care of them and all that sort of thing. But we can't control the market. So when stuff like that happens, they have to be willing to ride it out and come up their side. So that's a really big one. Another one is, I see this happening all the time, is people see the numbers that they can make in real estate, and they start telling investors that they can make like 20-25% on their money. And really, that just scares a lot of investors off. You know, if somebody tells you to make 20-25%, what's your first response? Ooh, that's going to be risky, right?
Right.
So you have be really careful in how you present your deals to people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The great responsibility that comes with that and taking capital from outside folks. What is currently working in your life and your business, and why does it work?
Some stuff that's working and not working at the same time. So we've got some really, really good business partners that just make our lives so much easier. You know, we're able to scale because we've got, you know, maybe two of us in the group have got higher net worths, and we can just qualify for all kinds of mortgages left and right. That's really, really nice. But, you know, we also have partners that bottleneck us on growth strategies. So a piece of advice is be very, very careful who you end up partnering with, because sometimes people end up in control and they shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, absolutely. You have to be crystal clear of what expectations are and what your vision and your view is of where you want to go and where you want to take this investing. And that kind of ties into my next question, is what are some of the things that you're excited about, and what does the next 5 to 10 years look like from a real estate growth and business growth perspective?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. We've really grown. Like, we've been doing this for 12 years. We've got like 520 doors under management and our ownership, not just management. We don't manage all our own buildings. Some we hire people to manage them. But, you know, we've gotten to the point 12 years later that we're looking to downsize a bit. We're thinking like at the same time, we're still taking on deals. It's so hard to downsize, you know, when you get on your momentum going, we just get all kinds of really amazing deals. But probably what we'll do over the next 5 years is really pick and choose our projects and end up with maybe two or three really, really great projects that we've enjoyed working with over the last 5 years, and sell off the rest of them. Not because they're not good, but just maybe labor intensive compared to some of the ones that are a little bit easier. That's kind of where we're going.
You're listening to the Cashflow Ninja, the show helping people all over the world create monthly cash flow and achieve freedom today, not in 10, 20, 30, and or 40 years. This is the show where cash is not king, but cash flow is king. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. My friend Dave Zook from The Real Asset Investor says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. The Real Asset Investor team creates value for investors looking for high yield returns from multifamily apartments, ATM machines, and self-storage investments. Their syndications offer attractive investment opportunities that produce strong cash flow, equity growth, huge tax incentives. They are truly passive and managed by a world-class team. To learn more about the exciting investment opportunities The Real Asset Investor offers, such as their multifamily, ATM, and self-storage syndications, please visit cashflowninja.com/realassetinvestor.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
You're listening to The Cashflow Ninja, the show helping people all over the world create monthly cash flow and achieve freedom today, not in 10, 20, 30, and or 40 years. This is the show where cash is not king, but cash flow is king. Now let's return to our interview. Gotcha. Now, one habit I've observed from wealthy and successful people is they're always learning and reading and studying and adding new skill sets and improving upon existing ones. What are some of the things that you're studying and learning, and what skill sets are you adding?
You know, I totally agree with you. We've been on a major learning curve for 12 years and it never stops. It never stops. That's one of the things I love about this business. One of the things that we're really studying and incorporating right now are Airbnb and short-term rentals in our apartment buildings and even our houses, you know. Our area right now has got like an A-minus rating on a website called AirDNA, which is something you want to watch if you're looking at putting Airbnb units in your buildings. But you know, we can double or even triple our income that we make from some of our units by doing the short-term furnished rentals.
Gotcha. Very, very, very interesting stuff. Now, a core message in our show is to leave families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
You know, first of all, get to know yourself. I see people who, you know, maybe their parents or their family members always thought they should be a doctor or a nurse or get a job, and they work in that atmosphere and they're sick and they're tired and they hate their lives. To me, that's so sad. I just think that we're all here on earth to make the most of our own lives. And we sometimes cater too much to other people. We're on earth here to make ourselves happy first. I always believe in that adage that, you know, when the plane's going down, the oxygen masks come out, whose oxygen mask do you put on first? Your own. Because if you don't put your own oxygen mask on first, you're no good to anyone else. You run around, try to put oxygen masks on your family, and guess what? You're dead on the floor. So look after yourself first. You absolutely have to. And that, to me, that's got to be one of the biggest ones. And when you're young, you don't know what you don't know. So study, get around people who've done what you want to do. Don't sit in the crowd of naysayers that say, oh, you can't buy an apartment building. You can't become financially free. Nobody in our families ever got financial freedom. Who do you think you are? You have to step outside of that and get around people who go, of course you can do that. I've done it. I started out no better than you. And look at me now. Those are the people you need to get around. So your network equals your net worth. And that's the biggest thing. And that even if you want to have a strong family, be around people who have a strong family. If, you know, it all pertains. You have to be around the people you want to emulate.
That's so true. That's and so powerful. If you're looking to have a healthy marriage, be around other folks with healthy marriages. If you're looking to create and generate wealth, be around folks that are doing and want to do it and have done it. You have phenomenal programs and that really aligns with a lot that we talk about, because I love one of the. Just one of the names of them, and maybe you can elaborate and share a little bit, and also where folks can reach out and learn more about what you do. 90 days to 5K. I love that. Anything you can share about that too?
Sure. I had a fellow tell me yesterday, oh, I thought that was running like 90 days to 5 kilometers or something like that. And I said, no, you know, when we started out, our goal was to make $5,000 a month in passive income. And when we did that in 18 months, we absolutely knew we had the cat by the tail. We knew we could do that again and again and again. So when I'm doing strategy calls with people and figuring out where they go, I've heard so many people say, you know, enough $5,000 a month in passive income would make all the difference in the world to us. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's 20. It doesn't matter. But on average, it was five. So my course I built, the premise is there that in 90 days, you're going to know exactly what it's going to take for you to make $5,000 a month in passive income. And everybody is good at different things. That's why I think you have to surround yourself with the right people. Because like, I can't be good at everything. Like, I'm really good at raising capital and being optimistic and that sort of thing. But the day-to-day operations of the buildings, I've never wanted to do. So I surround myself with people who can do that. And that's what I teach people. First of all, you have to have your own vision for where your life wants to be. I don't want you to be working at stuff. In 5 years, you built yourself a business and a life that you hate. I want you to start building towards a life that you can absolutely love. And a lot of people don't get permission to do that. So I give permission to do that. And then I really help them get to know themselves and identify where their strengths are, where they need to build that team. And then I encourage my students to get together too, because it's so important to, again, be around like-minded people who are doing what you're doing or what you're wanting to do. We talk a lot about mindset. I train a lot about mindset. And the program's designed to be completed, the knowledge part, in 12 to 16 weeks. It's a 12-module program. But the mentoring part goes on for a whole year or longer if you need it, because I don't believe you can always buy your first building within 90 days. So I want to give you all the knowledge, but then hold your hand through the stuff that matters, like vendor financing, asking for vendor financing, pulling your deal together, structuring it properly, and then right down to reporting to your investors once you have them invested with you.
Fantastic. I love that, because like you said, picking a number, like just 5,000 on average, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can, through your experience and assistant too, now you can reverse engineer basically what it's going to take to get to that. And then also then reverse engineer all the activities and all of the team members that you need and all of that. So it all starts with that vision and then eventually crystallizing it to it. I like it that it's that you see it. It's the 5K, because that makes you start to wonder and think too that, how can I do this? You know, what do I need to do to get that done? Because there's a formula. You can reverse engineer it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is staying within your strengths, because I tell people, you know, if you don't think you want to do property management, don't even start. The numbers when you're analyzing a building, make sure there's numbers there to pay a property manager, maintenance guy, that sort of thing, because you get stuck doing that kind of stuff and you're never going to grow either. So if you're really looking at scaling, that's what you have to do. You have to step back from the day-to-day operations of things. And a lot of people, you know, start out thinking, well, I'll just save a few $100 by doing that. But then they start doing it and they have no time to network. They have no time to get out there and look for properties and wheel and deal and stuff like that, because they're working in the day-to-day operations too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Edna, where can my listeners stay in touch? What's the URL for some of the webinars that you host, and where they can find you on the internet?
Well, I've got my website is ednakeep.com. If they want to check out my 45-minute masterclass, it's ednakeep.com/90days to 5K. And if they want to check out, I do videos just about every single day talking about mindset and real estate. And they can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/coachednakeep. So there's many, many ways to reach out to me. We have a podcast, so many things. But my website pretty much gives it all.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for my listeners.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You know, I just think it's wonderful what you're doing, educating and sharing your knowledge and your contacts with other people, because that's how people get started. They start getting a vision. They go, oh, if they can do that, how can I do that?
No, fantastic. No, and thank you so much for being a part of it. It's almost like that 4-minute mile of Roger Bannister, right? When listeners see that other folks are doing it already and they've broken that 4-minute mile, they start to believe that they can do it as well. So appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you very much for having me on. And I welcome anyone to reach out and talk to me more about building some multifamily portfolio.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint, followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
Thank you again for joining me on the Cashflow Ninja. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here, please subscribe, rate, and write a review for our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. Until next time, my friend, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.